Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear, with temperatures rising comfortably. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making for a perfect day to be outside. Eilat enjoys a warm, sunny day as well. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that Iran's ballistic missile threat remains despite U.S.-Israeli strikes. The IDF indicates Tehran still has hundreds of launchers and thousands of missiles underground as of 2 hours ago. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF says they killed hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists in the 24 hours before the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Among those killed was Ali Reza Abbas, a key commander. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israeli officials warned the Lebanon ceasefire could collapse at any moment. This follows Hezbollah launching drones and continued clashes earlier today. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes tensions in negotiations with Hamas. Hamas accuses Israel of focusing on disarmament, blaming them for secret operations, as reported 13 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News informs us that the Secretary of the U.S. Navy has abruptly departed amid the Iran blockade. Navy Undersecretary Hung Cao steps in as Acting Secretary. Here's what people are saying online. Former Commander of the Joint Forces Command, General Sir Richard Barrons, discussed potential U.S. limited ground raids in Iran, posting just minutes ago. The Times of Israel reported earlier today that the body of a journalist for a pro-Hezbollah daily was pulled from rubble, struck by the IDF. Lebanese analyst Hussein Abdul Hussein posted earlier today about Lebanon's deep state offering a deal for a permanent ceasefire and land return from Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's missile capability, the Times of Israel reveals these are hidden underground, complicating efforts to neutralize them. This underscores ongoing regional security concerns. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post details how the recent ceasefire follows significant IDF operations. The death of Ali Reza Abbas marks a substantial loss for Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights fears of a ceasefire breakdown in Lebanon as tensions rise with continued drone activity. This instability increases pressure on regional diplomacy. In Gaza, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on Hamas's frustration with Israeli demands during negotiation talks. This points to potential obstacles in achieving long-term peace. Lastly, the abrupt departure of the U.S. Navy Secretary, as noted by I-24 News, signals a shift in U.S. military leadership during critical times. This change adds complexity to ongoing Iran tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC highlights insights from the Growth Plus project, where Taylor Brands' Yali Sar and DAPA's Karen Yakolev-Zur discuss strategic goal setting. Separately, Globes reports Israel's fiscal deficit sharply narrowed in March, aided by tax revenues from the Google Wiz deal. And finally, Ynet Business shares that Israel's budget deficit fell to 4.2% of GDP, despite ongoing war expenses. Officials credit continued budget management and delayed outlays for the improvement. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.